Hello.
Is this Chris?
Yeah.
Chris, listen, my name is R.D. Mercer. Are you involved with that Steppenwolf band?
Yeah.
What's so funny?
You're just making me laugh.
Well, yeah. Listen, I got a problem, my boy Raymond. Are you the one that is in charge of kicking that band off at the Route 66 Music Festival? The one that was opening for y'all there on the stage? You told them to quit playing and get out of there?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, there's a band on stage, and my boy Raymond's got a good buddy, Toby Hartung, in there. And he drove all the way from Tulsa, Oklahoma, up to Joplin, got hotel rooms and everything, and went up there to see Toby and the band, and he weren't on there because you kicked him off there because you said you didn't have enough time for your Steppenwolf band.
I don't know what you're talking about, but it's making me laugh.
Well, it ain't gonna be real funny the time I get a hold of you.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll just end this phone call.
No, you ain't gonna listen to me. I need to get this took care of.
Okay, what am I gonna do about something?
Well, what you need to do is take care of some of the bills that he got incurred up there, traveled all the way up there to Joplin to see his buddy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, by God, I tell you what, it's a trip for nothing is what it was. Cost him about $200.
I don't even know how you got this number, so...
Well, I got it from calling the Route 66. I've been having a bunch of numbers. Are you the boy in charge of pulling him off a stage?
I don't know what you're talking about, man. I'm the f***ing truck driver for the gig, all right?
I tell you what, you may be the one that gets his f***ing ass whooped then.
Well, then, you know, so be it.
Well, I guarantee you ever had an ass whooping?
I'm certainly not going to pay any bills.
I need $200.
I'll put my lawyers on it, right? I'll make sure our band lawyers know about this if you're for all serious about what you're saying.
So. I'm very serious about it. Listen, I'm in Nashville delivering a load of Whopper boxes to Burger King.
All right.
And
well,
I could be over there. I'll be on you like a walleye on a horsefly.
All right. Well, you know, you can't miss me. I've been with the band forever, so, you know.
Well,
thanks
I hope you got
call today.
Hope you got a good retirement plan because I'm gonna pop you right in the pie hole.
Okay. Well,
how big a boy are you?
Big enough to not be scared of you.
You reckon so?
Yeah.
I bet you ain't had an ass whooping like I'm getting ready to lay on you.
My biker friends will.
Oh yeah, you're gonna have a bunch of your biker buddies jump in there on me. You ain't man enough to just fight me one on one.
Look me up. I'll be around.
By God, I'll be around there. Were you going to be there all day?
Thanks for the day.
I need $200 for you to pay my dadgum boys gas bills and hotel.
I don't know what you're talking about. Like I said, I'm the truck driver, and I'm not going to deal with that shit. I certainly wasn't responsible for taking care of any bands on and off the stage that day. If you're at all for serious about that, if you're not, you know, there's not much I can do, but I'll turn this number over to the local authorities, and that'll be what I can do. So.
Why don't you just make a check out to Charlie Wolf, and we just call the whole thing even?
What's that?
Why don't you just make a check out to Charlie Wolf, and all the boys from Steppenwolf wanted us to pull your leg, boy. This here is Phil and Brent and Roy D. Mercer calling you.
I knew it. Man, that's damn good, huh? Crazies out here with the band, I tell you. I knew it.
I tell you what, you'd be pulling in dark sunglasses off of John Kay's head and having to wear them because I'm going to dot your eye.
I knew it. Boy. Charlie.